Hey guys, my name's Rebecca. I'm one of the founders here at Keto Sistas, and we try to go live at least once a week just to give you tips, tricks, encouragement along your keto and low carb life journey. And today we are actually continuing our series on top 10 keto and low carb tips. Before we get into the tip for today, which I think we're more than halfway done, I think today is maybe tip six, number six. I just want to say that these are not things that you have to do. They're not like do this or else. These are just things that when I sat down to make a list, I'm like, what are some pretty easy, simple things that people could do that would help them get more success in their low carb keto life? Because sometimes it's hard to change everything about your diet all at once, but just making a little change here, a little change there, those can make big differences over time. So if you stay consistent with small changes, you can see big results. But smaller changes are easier to make than changing everything all at once, super drastically. Like, we found that people tend to have better success if they take little baby steps and they see success and they see results with some steps. Well, guess what? That gives you encouragement to take the next step. So please don't take anything that we say here as like do this or die, kind of like keto police. No, like, we want to help you find the fit that's right for you. So these tips are just things that we know can make a difference. So you can pick and choose from them. Maybe you just want to pick one to focus on, do that for a while, then pick another one to add on and keep adding and adding and making progress that way. So however you want to create or craft your keto journey, it's up to you. It's unique to individuals. We all have different goals. We all have different lifestyles. We all have different pressures. We all have different preferences. So these are just 10 things that you might want to consider as you start or continue your keto low carb life journey. So that being said, let's get into today's tip. Do you have a drinking problem? Do you? You might, but you might not realize it. So I'm not talking about drinking alcohol, but just regular drinks, like things that you might not even be thinking of. Those could be derailing your progress, and you might be drinking more calories and more carbs than you ever drink.
Right.
So I grew up in a household where we had soda all the time. Like, in the comments below, if you're watching, can you just let me know, anybody else have a refrigerator dedicated to sodas? Like, my parents' house, they have a whole refrigerator in the garage, and it's basically the soda fridge. So I grew up drinking soda and sweet tea. I'm from Kentucky. So when I say sweet tea, it's like sweet tea. You put a straw in it, it probably is not going to fall over because it's so syrupy sweet. So I grew up drinking soda and sweet tea. Didn't think anything about it. I got married. We did the same thing. My husband loved soda. His mom was a little bit more strict on what he could drink at home. So he loved it when we were dating. He'd come over to my parents' house. It was a free-for-all as far as soda goes. Now, I do remember when my husband was in college, he had a roommate at some point who decided he needed to lose weight. And the only thing he changed was he cut out sodas. And I think he lost like 35 pounds in a matter of weeks just from drinking soda. So you think it would have like gotten into my head, right? But when we got married, we continued both drinking soda. I remember at some point we would just set a 2 liter of Coke, of cola, on the table when we were eating at home. And we would fill multiple glasses, multiple, during one meal. And it wasn't like I was savoring every drink. It wasn't like I was just really enjoying that soda. I was basically washing down my meal with extra carbs. Crazy. And then at some point I was like, maybe we should just buy like canned sodas instead of 2 liters. And my thinking was kind of twofold. One, it tastes better because if you have a 2 liter, it would eventually go flat if you didn't drink it all. And two, I was thinking, you know, if I actually had to get up and pop a soda every time, maybe I wouldn't drink as much. You know, maybe I would limit it to one instead of like three full glasses. Because you could pour a whole can of soda in a glass and drink it. And for some reason, when I was drinking using a 2 liter, it didn't compute like how much I was drinking. Whereas if I would go and like, if you told me I was drinking 3 cans of Coke with my meal, I'd be like, no. Right. So we had switched to cans at some point. And then fast forward to about 6 years ago, started my keto low carb journey. I started drinking ketones. That's what got me started. And we talked about that last week. If you missed that, be sure to check that out. But I just started becoming more and more aware of carbs. Carbs are everywhere and everything, practically, it seems. And I just decided there are some carbs that are worth it and some carbs that aren't. And one of the carbs sources that I decided wasn't really worth it, at least on a daily basis, was the carbs in soda. Like, that was just an easy cutout for me. I don't want to say easy, but compared to cutting out, say, pizza, I would much rather give up soda on a regular basis than give up regular pizza. And so I just started making changes. Now, I'm not a fan of diet sodas, and maybe I'll do a video about that, why I don't like the sweeteners that are in diet sodas. If that would be interesting or helpful to you, maybe put a comment below. Let me know if that's a video that you would like to see us do. But basically, like, what I started doing is I was like, I just don't need a soda when I go out to eat. It's expensive. It's extra carbs. So that was kind of how I decided to make that change. Now, again, I mentioned I'm from the South. I love me some sweet tea. So what did I start doing? And one of those sweet teas that I really love is from this restaurant. Give me a shout out in the comment if you know what this is and if you're addicted to it like we are in our family. What did I do with my sweet tea obsession? Well, I started adding in unsweet tea. So I went from fully sweet tea and I thought, well, let's just go with maybe a quarter unsweet and three quarters sweet. And I drank that for a while to get used to it. It was a little bit shocking at first because, like I said, I'm used to really, really sweet tea. But I got used to it over time. And then I thought, can I go halvesies? So then I started doing half unsweet tea, half sweet. Okay, that took a little getting used to, but I got used to it. And then I was like, can I go one quarter sweet, three quarters unsweet? I made that switch. And so now when I order my tea, I basically say, hey, fill it up to about here, this little rim, unsweet. And then just add a little bit of sweet to the top. And so now that tastes really good to me, because I switched gradually. I didn't try to go from super sweet to unsweet all at once. And now I look forward to that, and it hardly has any sweet in it at all. Could I maybe eventually go fully unsweet? Maybe, but that just does not seem like it gives enough credence to my roots of the sweet tea South. So I'm happy with that adjustment I've made. And just think about the calories and the carbs that I've saved over these years, where I drink mostly now unsweet and just a splash of sweet at the top, as opposed to it all being sweet. Now, is it a perfect keto choice when I have them add that sweet tea? No, it's not. But is it a choice that works for me, that keeps me happy and keeps me on track? Absolutely. And I'm so glad that I did it gradually, because I never felt deprived along the way. It was just a little bit of an adjustment instead of a huge adjustment. Now, as far as sodas, I still keep these in my house. My husband still sometimes drinks them. I don't remember the last time I ever opened a Coke and drank it for myself. My older daughter, when she comes home, she wants regular Coke, so I have it on hand. But just for a frame of reference, this can has 140 calories and 39 grams of sugar. 39. Like, it's all sugar. It's all carbs, right? And it's even high fructose corn syrup. That's where the sugars come from. So not a great choice, but I grew up drinking this. So I needed a replacement, because sometimes, yes, I love tea, but sometimes I want that burn, that carbonation. Like, I really think it's good with, like, say if I'm having popcorn as a snack. Again, I know that's not a great keto choice. I don't eat it all the time. I don't eat it as much as I used to, but sometimes I want soda with popcorn, or like with Mexican food. I think it goes really well. So for me, I found two replacements that make me happy, that keep me satisfied. So the one I drink most often is this brand, Zevia, and it has a gazillion flavors. Not technically a gazillion, but it seems that way. This is the caffeine-free cola. This is the one that I purchase most often. They have a caffeinated cola if you want that. They have like a knockoff of Dr. Pepper. They have a lemon lime. They have orange. They have grape. They have cream soda, they have root beer, they have a lot of different options. But this is sweetened with stevia. So you see the little green, where is it? Right there, the little green plant, stevia. That's a great sweetener. So it's called Zevia, a little take on that. Something I've found also, if you have a Whole Foods, they have, this is, I guess, their store brand. This is much less expensive than the Zevia. So this is much more affordable. And this is also sweetened with stevia. Now, this is the caffeinated version. I don't, at least at our Whole Foods, they don't have a decaf version. I don't know if some stores that are larger might carry it. But to me, this is a very good alternative. And what's different between these, in addition to the price and the caffeine, this one is clear liquid. This one still has that caramel color. So if you're trying to switch from this, this might be psychologically a little bit easier for you, because it looks and taste, it kind of feels more like a traditional soda. Those are some options. If you found other options, I would love to hear what you have replaced your sodas with. Also, of course, I drink ketones a lot, so I might be drinking ketones instead of soda at some point, like especially if I need a pick-me-up in the afternoon. So some other places you might be drinking a lot more carbs and calories than you expect, your coffees, all right? So I know I have a lot of friends that go to Starbucks. Starbucks stresses me out. Can I get an amen in the comments if it stresses you out? I don't understand their ordering system. I don't understand grande and tall and venti. I don't understand pumps of this and foams of that. Like, it's just super intimidating for me. But I do sometimes meet people at Starbucks. I usually just get a decaf pour over and bring my own keto-friendly sweetener and creamer. But I just kind of got online just to give you a frame of reference point. Like an average kind of grande, which is a 16 ounce apparently, can have 43 grams of carbs. And those pumps of syrup, those can easily have 10 grams of carbs per pump. So you can see how things would add up really quickly. One of the holiday favorites is apparently a peppermint white chocolate mocha grande. 510 calories, 74 grams of carbs in one drink. I mean, kind of hard to stay on track if you're drinking more than three times the amount of carbs you should have on a strict keto diet, and you're drinking that in one drink. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I even looked up a chai. Is that how you say it? Chai? I don't drink it, so I don't know. Tea latte grande. It's not as many as the peppermint white chocolate mocha. It's 240 calories, but it still has 45 grams of carbs. So I'm telling you, you're probably not going to get very far on your keto low carb journey if you're drinking full sugar sodas and you're drinking like these high carb, high calorie coffees. And I'm not trying to pick on Starbucks. I mean, you can go to another coffee store and get similar things. I just was doing a little bit of research, and I know that's a popular choice. So I just was trying to give that for a frame of reference. I mean, to me, I would rather enjoy food that I can eat that is maybe a little higher in carbs than drinking the carbs. Because to me, I can drink water, enjoy my pizza, be much happier. And then I don't feel as deprived because I'm having a balance, right? I've changed what I'm drinking. I've switched to mostly unsweet tea and stevia-based sodas. So then I can have a little more flexibility, a little more freedom in the foods I actually eat. What about energy drinks? I know a lot of people turn to energy drinks to get through their day, either to get their day started, get through an afternoon slump, or maybe right before they go work out. So I just pulled up on the computer, what does a regular like Monster energy drink have? 55 grams of carbs in one drink. What about the Rockstar energy drinks? 63 grams in one drink. Red Bull comes in a little better, 29 grams. Still more than you should have in a whole day if you're doing strict keto diet. Are you drinking more carbs than you realize? So I'm a big proponent of flip it, like read the labels, see what's in there. I'm not saying you can't have those things. Full disclosure, tonight my husband and I are going to go see the new Elvis movie. Put in the comments below if you've seen it. I've heard great things about it. I love music. I love Elvis. So I think it'll be great, but it's like a 2 hour and 40 minute movie. So it's a pretty long movie, but we're going to go. I love movie theater popcorn. That's my guilty pleasure. We'll probably get a soda and split that. But like, I don't do that all the time. I just don't. And I usually adjust what I've eaten for the rest of the day. And then like, I'll have some popcorn. I'll have some soda, but it's not going to like destroy me because I don't drink these 3-in-1 meal, and then one for a snack, and then 3 in another meal, like I used to. Those are huge calorie and carb savings for me by just making switches, you know, to the stevia-based drink, drinking ketones, drinking more water, and then adjusting my tea where it's mostly unsweet. So you can make those changes with your drinks to help you along your keto low-carb journey. So would love if there's anybody on that can talk about in the comments anything that you've found to either substitute for soda, or maybe you've changed how you order your coffee drinks. I know there are sugar-free syrups that you can do. I know like there are actually sugar-free versions of energy drinks that are out there. I just encourage you to flip, look at the label, make sure you know what you're drinking, and is it serving you? Maybe you're not ready to give up your soda. I get it. I mean, I grew up with a lot of soda, so that was a big shift for me, and I didn't do it overnight. I did it gradually. And then finding things, there are more and more great alternatives out there that just makes it easier to make those switches. So I hope this is helpful. Would love to know in the comments what you're drinking as far as soda, what you drink as far as a coffee house drink. I know there are a lot of kind of cold coffee or iced coffee drinks that you can get that are ready-made in the store. Have you checked the labels on those? How many carbs are in those? Do you do energy drinks? The other thing is if you're eating keto and you're eating higher fat, lower carb, you're going to find you're not craving the carbs and the sugars as much. Your palate will change. You will find yourself gravitating toward more higher fat, not the carbs and the sugar. So as your palate changes, your habits can change, and it makes it even easier when you don't need that rush of carbs. Also, if you're drinking sugary drinks, I'm telling you, in addition to the fact that these have so many calories in them, it's training you to want more. It really is. The more carbs that you eat, the more starches and sugars that you eat, it's just starting a cycle where you want it more and more. Because you get that energy lift, then you crash, then you're looking for more. If you're fueling your body with fat, which is what you do on a keto diet, that is long-lasting energy. It stays with you longer. It burns more slowly, so you don't get the up and down, and you just don't find yourself as hungry. You don't find yourself craving the same things, the carbs and the sugars and the starches that you used to. So it's a beautiful thing once you make that switch, but we know it can be hard to make that switch. So that's why I encourage you to go back and watch the other 5 tips for your keto low carb journey. And then stay tuned for the final 4, which we will be doing over the coming weeks. So that's it for now. Go create your best life.
We hope you enjoyed watching that video as much as we enjoyed making it. If you did, give us a thumbs up. Also, check out these other great videos we've made for you. And if you want more of that great keto content, be sure to subscribe to our channel and hit that bell so that you get notified of all of our new videos.